Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program, The Writer's Workshop. Today in our studio, we are lucky to have Anne Summers, a renowned editor and an experienced writing coach who is in high demand among young writers. Hello, Anne.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
What do you think is the most important thing for an aspiring writer?
One of the best things about being a writer is getting to spend time with such incredibly creative and clever people. I've made wonderful friends over the years by attending publishing conferences, book launches, festivals, and literary events. These friends help celebrate successes and help me through the inevitable rough patches. So it's very important for a young writer to integrate into this professional community and become part of it.
What can be the first step to do so?
Well, I think it's important for beginner writers to go places and show up at different events. Take my example. I've found several awesome writer friends over the years by simply showing up. I understand that writing does tend to be quite a solitary pursuit, and it's easy not to show up, to not attend writers' meetups, writing groups, various events like conferences, festivals, and so on. But I've learned it's crucial to keep doing so. These people are where your tribe will come from, and you'll be needing a tribe to see you through the ups and downs of the writing life.
What kind of events are especially good to make connections?
In my experience, book launches are the best way to meet your tribe. And not just because they're free, except for the cost of the book, which you should obviously buy. It's because the other writers in the audience are always the kinds of people who like to support each other. You might meet some readers and booksellers too, which is never a bad thing.
How are literary festivals different from book launches?
I met a lot of my writer friends at literary festivals. This is the main reason I go to festivals, so I'm always deeply disappointed when they keep the authors separated. Individual taxis between the hotel and the venue before each session? No way. Give me a tour bus and a crowded green room any day. Once I gave a talk at a primary school, and one of the teachers said he was a writer. He invited me to a book launch, and at the last second, for reasons that are still unfathomable to me, I decided to go. I'm glad I did, because that author is now a very good friend. We've been meeting on a regular basis over the years.
Social media plays a great role in the modern world. Can they help the beginner writers?
Many of my colleagues say they have found their writing community on various social media, as well as many lovely readers. Basically, social media is one of the main ways of connecting with other people. Book-themed chats, writing hashtags, and lots of great conversations with other writers over the years has really helped with the isolation of writing.
Is it important for a young writer to have a coach or a teacher?
I'd say yes, definitely. My writing community started with Sandy Campbell, former president of the New York Literary Society, who became a wonderful friend and mentor in my early years. She introduced me to other authors, and over time, The people I have come to rely on most are writer friends, some with whom I share a publisher, others I've met at festivals and events.
Thank you very much, Anne. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program, The Writer's Workshop. Today in our studio, we are lucky to have Anne Summers, a renowned editor and an experienced writing coach who is in high demand among young writers. Hello, Anne.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
What do you think is the most important thing for an aspiring writer?
One of the best things about being a writer is getting to spend time with such incredibly creative and clever people. I've made wonderful friends over the years by attending publishing conferences, book launches, festivals, and literary events. These friends help celebrate successes and help me through the inevitable rough patches. So it's very important for a young writer to integrate into this professional community and become part of it.
What can be the first step to do so?
Well, I think it's important for beginner writers to go places and show up at different events. Take my example. I've found several awesome writer friends over the years by simply showing up. I understand that writing does tend to be quite a solitary pursuit, and it's easy not to show up, to not attend writers' meetups, writing groups, various events like conferences, festivals, and so on. But I've learned it's crucial to keep doing so. These people are where your tribe will come from, and you'll be needing a tribe to see you through the ups and downs of the writing life.
What kind of events are especially good to make connections?
In my experience, book launches are the best way to meet your tribe. And not just because they're free, except for the cost of the book, which you should obviously buy. It's because the other writers in the audience are always the kinds of people who like to support each other. You might meet some readers and booksellers too, which is never a bad thing.
How are literary festivals different from book launches?
I met a lot of my writer friends at literary festivals. This is the main reason I go to festivals, so I'm always deeply disappointed when they keep the authors separated. Individual taxis between the hotel and the venue before each session? No way. Give me a tour bus and a crowded green room any day. Once I gave a talk at a primary school, and one of the teachers said he was a writer. He invited me to a book launch, and at the last second, for reasons that are still unfathomable to me, I decided to go. I'm glad I did, because that author is now a very good friend. We've been meeting on a regular basis over the years.
Social media plays a great role in the modern world. Can they help the beginner writers?
Many of my colleagues say they have found their writing community on various social media, as well as many lovely readers. Basically, social media is one of the main ways of connecting with other people. Book-themed chats, writing hashtags, and lots of great conversations with other writers over the years has really helped with the isolation of writing.
Is it important for a young writer to have a coach or a teacher?
I'd say yes, definitely. My writing community started with Sandy Campbell, former president of the New York Literary Society, who became a wonderful friend and mentor in my early years. She introduced me to other authors, and over time, the people I have come to rely on most are writer friends, some with whom I share a publisher, others I've met at festivals and events.
Thank you very much, Anne. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.